You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Wendy Glavin, founder and CEO of Wendy Glavin Agency, based in New York City, offering marketing, public relations, and social media management. Wendy, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're more than welcome, and a pleasure to have you, and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So I understand you've worked for a Fortune 500 company, GE, a global agency, Burson Marsteller, full-service agencies as a consultant, and founded your own agency. How have you navigated three decades with all these changes?
Well, Eric, my dream was to be an actress, but my college professor said I was too dramatic. I considered law, but my attorney father suggested advocacy. I chose communications, which is really a combination of both. Trials always have an emotional component. Lawyers, like actors, must be authentic to appeal to people on a personal level. Storytelling is key to effective communications. As a communications specialist at GE, I needed to learn about technology. I knew nothing. So I asked the engineers and developers a lot of questions. Today, we can just look at a website, but nothing replaces speaking to people, because understanding the culture and processes comes from talking to people on your team. Sometimes listening is hard, but it's a skill we all need to cultivate. After 5 years, I wanted to be surrounded by my communications peers to learn more about the business. It took a year, but then I was finally hired in advertising and public relations agency. It's hard to apply for jobs and continue to be rejected, but if you've been in a position for a while and feel there's no room for growth, it's time to move on. At times, I wanted to give up. A friend said, if you try for a year and don't get a job, then let's talk about other options, which it actually took exactly a year. At the agency, I supervise a division of DuPont, the Philadelphia Economic Development Coalition, and Goldenberg Handy Company. Every day was different, fast-paced, demanding, and a great learning experience. When I got married, we suddenly had to move to New York. My boss called a colleague at Burson. I was hired to manage a division of IBM with three account executives. The best investment you can make in your business and your future is to build relationships. Being a leader can be quite challenging because you're dealing with different personalities, work habits, and skill sets. Leaders provide inspiration, vision, and make others feel appreciated. After my first son was born, I resigned. Then I had two more sons. Motherhood is another example of being a leader. In the workplace, we need to regulate our emotions, manage stress, and take responsibility for our mistakes. These are the same tools we need to parent effectively. I founded a retail business while raising my three boys. Other work included an internship at Channel 13 and working for a publishing firm, creating websites, social media profiles, and doing public relations for book authors. Talent is important, but as your career progresses, you need to build on your strengths. More than 75% of employers say they want more emphasis on critical thinking, complex problem solving, written and oral communication, and applied knowledge in real world settings.
A truckload of experience, and no doubt you bring great value to your agency as well. How are you able to continue to adapt and change throughout the years?
You know, I've never used excuses like there's too much competition, I don't have the right degree, I'm too young or too old, or I can't work for less money. Since each of us has distinctive backgrounds, experiences, relationships, interests, perspectives, and skill sets, our only competition is really ourselves. Clearly, specific skills are required to do a job, but CEOs often cite soft skills as being just as important, including communication, teamwork, curiosity, problem solving, passion, critical thinking, sales, leadership, and adaptability. One day, a colleague said, I have a proposition for you, Wendy. I want you to work with me marketing mobile apps and coding with live code. But I don't know anything about apps. Hire a younger person, I said. Undeterred, my colleague insisted I read up on the subject. So I read about mobile apps and coding during one weekend, hesitantly accepted the position, but felt unqualified because I was unfamiliar with the industry. Together, we orchestrated a community outreach program teaching individuals to code. Next, we created a crowdfunding campaign. Since I didn't know what crowdfunding was, we used Kickstarter and Indiegogo as guides, which are crowdfunding platforms. In the end, our campaign was successful. We were even invited to NASDAQ to ring the opening bell on behalf of our client, Live Code. Working alongside a software veteran catapulted my career. I took a risk and learned so much more about technology. And actually, you know, I was not paid, you know, I didn't receive, you know, large payments. So it was, but it was like one of the most significant experiences that I've had.
I bet so. And having seen a lot of success, how do you define success personally?
Yes, that's a great question. Well, when my father was ill, he died young, he asked me to take a video of him so he could answer questions from me and my children. One of my sons asked, "When do you know you've done your best?" My dad said, "At the end of the day, if you can look in the mirror and feel you've given 100%, that's all that matters. Only you can judge yourself." I live my life that way, both personally and professionally. First and most importantly, my three sons, ages 26, 24, and 19, are my greatest accomplishment. Second, I'm true to my values, to always be honest, ethical, trustworthy, authentic, and to help others. We've all been through difficult times, made mistakes, lost jobs or clients, and suffered losses. Success is being able to learn from mistakes and move forward. In Carol Dweck's New York Times bestseller, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, she illustrates how success in school, work, sports, the arts, and almost every era of human endeavor can be dramatically influenced by how we think about our talents and abilities. People with a fixed mindset believe that things can't change. Those with a growth mindset believe abilities can be developed. Dweck says, with the right mindset, you can motivate those you lead, teach, and love to transform their lives as well as your own. One of my favorite quotes is, "For what it's worth, it's never too late to be whoever you want to be. I hope you have a life you're proud of, and if not, I hope you have the strength to start over." F. Scott Fitzgerald.
And certainly a great response to the question today. We are joined by Wendy Glavin, founder and CEO of Wendy Glavin Agency, based in New York City, offering marketing, public relations, and social media management here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Wendy, when and how did you know when you were an entrepreneur, looking at the entrepreneur angle?
You know, I never really put myself into a category. It's been a journey of self-discovery. When I was young, I spoke up in class, organized activities, became a lifeguard, did volunteer work, and generally took risks. I stayed in jobs until I learned them, but was always thinking about what can I do next and how can I get there. I was always open to new opportunities. For example, a French friend suggested I live in the south of France for the month of July with my three sons. We had never been there, but her mother had a friend who wanted to rent their house. My husband at the time said, "No way, it's too far. How will you manage?" And I just had some passion or calling, and I said to him, "Look, I'll just figure it out. I really want to go." So at first it was scary, but after living there for 8 summers amidst sunflowers, markets, and experiencing the culture, it was life-changing. Then once back in New York in September, I was surprised when friends asked if they could buy the jewelry I bought while there. I began to think, this is an untapped niche. I spoke with a friend who agreed, so we formed a partnership and started importing jewelry from France to the U.S. We had shows at corporations, law firms, hospitals, country clubs, and for employees at Vogue and Vanity Fair. I guess that's when I felt I was an entrepreneur, because we had created something that hadn't existed before. From then on, I worked for myself and founded my own agency. There's a lot of articles that discuss the traits of an entrepreneur. In 2018, Forbes reported the top 9 traits employers look for: passion, innovation, network, which is the ability to build relationships, service, grit, optimism, collaboration, pause, which means not acting too fast, and appreciation. Also, vision, which is a gift of being able to look forward, be inspired to push through our insecurities, fears, and uncertainties.
I'd be curious as well, Wendy, what are some of your business goals for this year, 2018?
Well, I'm very interested in emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, fintech, financial services, and technology in general, and helping companies create experience for customers and connect emotionally rather than selling. I love working with startups because they're passionate about what they do, are on the cutting edge, and it's exciting. One example is Edelman's 2018 digital report discusses chatbots. They fully automate interaction with consumers, optimize personalized conversations, and have the potential to generate 1 to 1 billion conversions. To learn more, I attended a chatbot workshop at an industry event and created a chatbot last summer. Gartner's top strategic prediction for 2018 reports that more than 50% of enterprises will spend more on chatbots and bot creation as compared to the traditional mobile app development by 2021. Despite what industry sector you're in, you can search, read, and learn about almost anything. You know, we have Google. When I grew up, we didn't have Google. Today, we can watch TED Talks, YouTube videos, take courses, go to events, talk to people, and follow others that are ahead of us. Find a mentor. Accomplishing new things keeps us relevant, and it's empowering. As Dr. Seuss said, the more that you read, the more things you will know, the more that you learn, the more places you'll go.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your time spent with us here today, and for your expertise, knowledge, and experience, and the success you've been involved with over the years. We certainly wish you nothing but the best with your agency there in New York. Where can listeners get all the details on Wendy Glavin Agency?
So they can contact me at Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, at Wendy Glavin, G-L-A, V as in Victor, I-N as in Nancy, .com. By the way, there's no E. I'm always asked, are you, you know, married to Tom Glavin? I think he's a baseball player. I always say, no, I wish I were. Or they can go to my agency website, which is wendyglavinagency.com. So I'll spell it again, W-E-N-D-Y, G as in George, L as in love, A as in apple, V as in Victor, I, N as in Nancy.com.
Again, Wendy, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Wendy Glavin, founder and CEO of Wendy Glavin Agency, based in New York City, offering marketing, public relations, and social media management. And for all the details, visit wendyglavin.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.